We've talked about going back to school the last couple of weeks. For some reason, here in the state of Texas, we're sending our kids back to public schools well before Labor Day. The first week in August just seems crazy to me, mid-August. Well, this is also the time where we take our kids to college. And if you've never done that before and you're a P1 who's taken your oldest to college, you're in for an experience. All three of my boys are out of school now. This has been quite some time since I've taken them to college. One of them just went down the road to North Texas. One went to Oklahoma State, the other to Arkansas. And as I was telling you earlier, Rich, I know you just did it this week too, with one of your boys. The first time you do it, it's the saddest drive you'll ever have, whether it's 3 hours or 5 minutes or whatever the length of drive is or plane flight home. You feel an emptiness and a sadness that is unlike anything I've ever experienced before.
So my first time with my oldest, I'm sorry, Gordon, older?
Yeah, if you have two, then it would be older.
Yeah, I did not know this.
Okay,
yeah, older. Anyway, with my older one, he was one of those kids these days that was late getting his license. Like, he got his driver's license on his 18th birthday.
Okay. And we've talked about that.
There's a lot of kids
before.
Who don't even do it
now,
crazy. At 18.
Yeah. And he started school. He went for a couple years to Tyler Junior College, but it's a one with dorms and everything. It's a big school. And I rode with him. My wife drove my truck, I guess, or her car or something with the rest of the stuff.
Yeah.
But I rode with him because it was the second time he'd ever driven on the expressway.
Oh no.
So it wasn't sad for me. It was keeping, head on a swivel,
Just make sure that you can make it. Yeah.
So that was a weird ride right there because
home, you had to be. How could he survive without us?
When
he's
we dropped
live
him
on
off,
his own now?
It was very tough, very difficult, very weird to do something like that. And to that point where we got no idea what the hell he's doing.
Right.
And when he's doing it.
Well, you just hope that you've had a good influence for 18 years, and at some point he'll go, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yes.
That sounds too crazy. I'm not going to partake in that. And you hope they stay safe and all that. Well, joining us now is somebody here on the ticket who's doing this for the first time this week. From the Hardline, it's one Corby Davidson. Hi, Corby.
Hey.
Hello, Snake.
Hello, guys. Hello, Rich.
Now, I will say this. This is an awesome week. It'll be, you're excited for him. You remember when you went to college, how fun it was. And by the way, we were talking about this. My parents never stepped foot where I went to college for, I don't know, until my junior year. They never they never came up and helped me move or anything like that. This is something kind of new, I think.
I had two dorm moves and two apartments, I believe, while I was in college, maybe a third one.
And your parents were never part of it.
I don't know if my parents ever saw any of those living facilities that I had.
Right.
Much less help me move there.
But this is what we do now, and I think it's okay. I think it's awesome. But how are you doing this week, Corby?
Well, there's a palpable buzz around the house because I think my kid is so excited. Because he knows he's ready to get out of here and I think he's been scared at times, but this week I can tell his attitude is kind of flipped and he's super excited to get out of here. So we're planning like a big family dinner tomorrow night. And then we get in the car and take off. I'm doing the show with Donovan on Thursday from, doing the invasion from 10 to 1. And then we're getting in the car right after that and taking off to Lawrence. So,
okay.
But yeah, I mean, like a lot of parents who've done this, and done the teenager thing, it's been a wild ride with him in particular. So it's almost like, okay, it's time. Cause I mean, like you said, we all remember being that age. And I remember thinking to myself, I cannot wait to get out of this house.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There is a time. There's a reason that this is what we do. It is time to leave.
Yeah.
And so, from that aspect of it, I'm excited for him, but I'll be the one driving him. Julie's flying up the next day, because our youngest son starts a new school on Thursday. So she's got to deal with him. And then he's going to high school, and mm-hmm. he's going to a new school. And so she's dealing with him on Thursday, and then it's going to come out on Friday and join it. So I'm going to be driving with him the 7-8 hours up to Lawrence on Thursday. And so, I don't know what I'm in for.
Yeah, I do remember on the side of being the student and going off to college, and I didn't go far. My parents lived in Farmers Branch, and I was up in North Texas, but I wasn't at home. And I do remember, like, once or twice that first month, being in a dorm room with two other dudes. That was the thing. We had three guys in a room at West Hall. Mm. And I remember being in my bed at night and thinking, yeah, I wonder what's going on at home. Wonder how my dog's doing. You know, just even though I was only 30 miles up the road, I never went home, and it was strange.
And back then, you had to have like a long distance calling card if you wanted to call mom and dad.
Yeah.
Because phone. It was long distance everywhere.
Yeah.
Even from Denton.
Until we found a place on campus that had a metro line.
Oh,
we'd go there.
Whoa. Use that. How many people listening to us have any idea what the hell that is?
I have no idea, but man, it saved me a lot of money when I was in college.
Dude, I don't remember. I mean, I remember the day that I got there. I don't remember the move-in process or anything, and I didn't go far. I was, you know, only 30 minutes away from my house at TCU, but I never saw my parents that first semester. I didn't go home.
No.
And like Rich was saying, like, you know, and I moved 4, 5, 6 times in college, but the minute they dropped me off there, that's the only time that they helped me with anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it ended right there. But my sister moved. I remember moving my sister with my dad a lot through the college experience, but they did not help me.
Like, the first time
and the girl drop off, I think, is way different.
Oh, I think it
big
is
time.
Too. Yeah.
The first time I remember my parents helping me move at all was after Rachel and I got married and we bought our first house.
Yes.
They helped us move into the house.
So did my parents.
But
yes.
I do not remember them, and then helped me move into the next house, too. But I don't remember them ever helping me, because my third year of college, when I got my first apartment, I borrowed my mom's car because mine did not have a hitch, because I rented a U-Haul trailer, and I drove my stuff to Louisville by myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right, Corby. It is different, because I've seen moving my boys in at college. I don't know. Move in takes all of about 15, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
Girls have themes for their rooms.
Oh, my gosh.
And they've contacted their roommate. They have matching comforters.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a good 2 days. I don't even know if we had a comforter or bedspread for the first 3 years of college. It's different with dudes.
And I cannot – I try not to buck back at this because – the woman that lives in my house has bought so much stuff for
they
my
buy
kid
way and, too much.
And his dorm. And I keep telling her, and I don't want to be the jerk, but you can't help it. I'm like, look, he's a boy. He doesn't need anything. He has his meal card. He has his driver's license. He's not taking a car up there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's got his license. He's got his debit card, his clothes. And that's really all he needs.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to go much beyond that. But the amount of stuff that she has bought that is the 3 times daily Amazon packages, you know, from India that show up that are, I'm just like, what? I don't think he really needs this humidifier in every room. And,
stuff like that. It's just like, no, they're not going to mess with that.
So my younger one that we moved last week, it's his first apartment. It's like campus apartments. They're right off campus, but it's only students.
Yeah.
And I had time one day last week to go to the store to buy some things that he needed, like, you know, sheets, bedspread, things like that. And he's like, Grace, fine.
What
color cover you want? That black one's
care.
Fine right
yeah,
there.
Whatever.
Do you want one that has all the other things, the shams? What? Okay, so we won't buy that.
And you don't need extra pillows.
I know when my wife saw all that Friday when we were unloading it at the dorm, she was very disappointed. And I was like, boy move. Just a boy move. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
No, they don't care.
He wants a blanket. He definitely wants a blanket. That's it, you know?
Yeah, the biggest thing I was worried about, and this is way back in the day, so vinyl has come back, but my albums that I brought
yes,
to
that was huge
to school, and then my Danny White poster and U2 poster that had to be hung. That was about I was done in 10 minutes.
I remember asking that question. I'm like, can I hang posters? And I had like this REM Life's Rich Pageant poster and my Unforgettable Fire poster. And and I was like, and a Beatles poster. I'm like, can I? And I asked my roommate, I'm like, can I hang these? He's like, yeah, I don't care. And I didn't know him either. And so it was, I didn't need anything. Boys don't need a damn thing.
No.
Only thing he wants to make sure he's got is his TV and his big ass monitor for his gaming computer. And that's it. He's in.
Got that.
He's set.
And you know what's funny is that here I am 30 years later and I still feel like I don't really need anything.
Right.
You don't.
I know. Three pairs of shorts, good rotation of underwear, and
I like a little more
a fishing pole, and I think I'm good.
I like a little more than that. We did, though, have low
maintenance. I am a little worried about the emotion of it all once it all kind of, you know, we do the crazy, you got an hour and a half to move him in there, you get all the stuff in there, and then it's like, well,
yeah, that point.
See you later.
Yeah, that will be
that's tough.
That will be tough. The best advice I always got was, hey, thank God he's made it to this pretty squared away and, you know, can go to college. There's a lot of kids who don't have that opportunity. And that's what you have to keep telling yourself is, you know, the grateful part of it, the blessing part of it. But, yeah, man, that 7 or 8 hour ride home is going to be – you can call me if you want to and we can talk it out.
Okay, good. Good. I may need that. I may end up being like Buttermaker with just a thermos full of Coors just scattered across the car.
My wife really struggled with the first time after we moved, the older one, that we went out to a restaurant and she had to tell the hostess, party of three. And so our text group with the younger son is titled Party of Three for my wife.
Oh, wow.
It really hit her. It was weird.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, Corby, when you get to where it's party of two,
that's
where it's at.
And I've already thought about that. I'm like, okay, I'm 4 years away from that moment. And all my friends that have gone through it, you know, and I hear it's awesome.
It's kind of awesome, but there is a few things like you're the only one she can talk to now.
That's
so
tough.
That changes those. No, it's great, and
as long as y'all still like each other, it's great.
And
I know it's a question for many people in this world, but we have found it to be awesome.
Here's the thing: I can't get over your son, Corby's son, is not going to Oklahoma.
Yeah, I mean, he zeroed in on KU. He wanted to go to a basketball, you know, look.
He loves hoops.
If you've listened, he loves hoops. That's it. Since he was 4 years old, the only thing he's really cared about is, you know, as far as watching sports is basketball. That's it. That's all he does.
And he's going to one of, if not the greatest place for hoops within 8 hours of here. Yeah.
He's one of the only boys, and I, you know, it's cool. Like a lot of kids are, especially around here, so football driven, and you know they'll end up somewhere around here in the SEC or something like that. But that was never any. I mean, he loves Oklahoma football. He does. He like it. It's cool and fun and all that. But he really just likes basketball, and so he wanted to go to a basketball hotbed. And Duke and North Carolina were a little bit above his pay grade on the academic scale, and so. We went up to KU, went to a couple of games, and he was like, this is it. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, he's going to love it. Everyone that I've known that has gone to Kansas has absolutely loved it. In fact, we need to talk. My nephew's son is a student at KU.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, he needs to look after him. And is he going to do the fraternity thing?
He's not, you know, he's going to play on, well, at least the first year, he's not.
Okay.
And I think he's a little scared of that whole scene, just, you know,
rumor
and whatever. But he's going to wait a year. He's going to play on the club tennis team, and they travel. It's like a travel team.
Oh, really?
A bunch of really good players. So he's going to, well, I guess, I mean, he's going to try out for it. He should make it, though. And then and do that and, you know, meet some folks that way. And then if he wants to be in a fraternity the next year or next semester or whatever, he'll do it. But I think he just kind of wants to get his feet wet.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for him. He's going to a place like KU that has such a great tradition. It's a cool town. Lawrence is, you saw it and you've seen it before. It's really cool. And I'm sorry that they're not in the same conference anymore, because I think that would be interesting on game day at the Davidson House.
Well, I'm really glad that they're not, and that was part of the deal, I think. Because we went up there last year for the KU-OU game and the football game, and it was about 3 degrees and sleeting. And I'm like, God, you really want to do this?
Yeah, there is that. He will get definitely a taste of winter when that happens. But no, man, that's awesome. That is,
we're excited.
That's really good. Enjoy the week. And
by the way, I heard you guys talking about on the Ocho, the slippery slides.
Yeah.
We got caught at dinner the other night staring at one of the, there was a TV on right above us at the bar. We were eating dinner there and look up and that's on. Speaking of relationships and getting along with your wife, we didn't say one word to each other for like 45 minutes. We were staring at that TV.
It was slippery stairs?
Slippery stairs. Yeah. I was just like, this is the greatest thing ever.
And that's not enough. Let's throw, chunking dodgeballs at the contestants as they try to. And it's
like
funny.
Roller derby.
Just that shock of getting hit in the back with a dodgeball can make you lose your balance.
No doubt.
And next thing you know, you're down the stairs.
Check out the Ultimate Tire Wrestling there, Corby.
I heard that too. I think we need to do it. We need to do a ticket slippery stairs. Like we organize that. That would be absolutely hilarious.
Okay. Ticket stock.
Seriously.
Let's get it going.
I know.
All right, Corby, we'll hang in there. Have a great week.
Will do. We'll see y'all.
All right. Take care. There's Corby. Oh, gosh.
Going to college.
He's going to college.